Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week, KYW News Radio and Odyssey news stations across the country are taking an in-depth look at the state of the environment. Today, the focus is on waterways. Here in Philadelphia, they're said to be at the healthiest level in 150 years, but it's not really saying much, as we hear from KYW's Kristen Johansson.
Philadelphia has nearly 300 miles of natural streams, creeks, and rivers, but as the city developed, about three-quarters of the waterways dwindled.
In the 1940s, the 1950s, when the Delaware River was so contaminated, the river actually became oxygen dead.
Maya Van Rossum is with the Delaware River Keepers and says oxygen levels are up, but it's not enough for aquatic life.
We have less than 250 spawning adults left of the genetically unique population of Atlantic sturgeon that only lives in the Delaware River.
David Mazur, the executive director for Penn Environment, says part of the problem is raw sewage being dumped into both the Delaware and Schuylkill rivers.
The Philadelphia Water Department's sewer system on average releases approximately 15 billion gallons of untreated sewage and stormwater every year.
He says if the city fixed about 10 of the worst overflow pipes, the pollution could be cut in half.
We put a man on the moon 60 years ago. I'm sure we can figure out a way to make our great rivers safe for swimming and boating.
Both environmentalists say people need to urge city leaders to change how they manage the waterways so it's a healthy space for both humans and aquatic life. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.